Proclamation number 4862 of 22nd of March, 1950. Supply of the divine word, good or bad forces. The spiritual entities cannot express themselves to a human being in the form of the inner word as long as they don't have the order from me and the strength and also the light which is required for this. Immature entities can certainly influence a person's thoughts as long as he makes himself susceptible to such thought transmissions through a God-opposing way of life. Likewise, these beings can take possession of a person's will who voluntarily surrenders to them with the intention of establishing contact with the spiritual kingdom. However, these beings are never permitted to receive instructions from the spiritual kingdom which are to be assessed as divine emanations. And the transmission of my word to earth, which has to be received by a person in whom my spirit can work, always counts as such. I speak to people, and since not everyone can hear me, I make use of a human being in order to make my will known to others. And the latter hears my voice in his heart. Sounding when mentally I convey my word to him as soon as he is able to hear my voice. And this ability presupposes that the human being's heart has prepared itself for the reception of my spirit, thus of myself, thus has made itself worthy. Is there a simpler explanation for a process which takes place through my will and in my will? You humans create the state of not being able to recognize the truth for yourselves if you believe to recognize immature forces in the working of good forces, for what emanates from me and reaches you through those beings of light is light which spreads brightness. If you do not recognize this light, then your soul is still surrounded by a shell which does not let the light through. Therefore something must then cling to you which weakens your soul's ability to recognize. There must be something in you which does not find my pleasure, which clouds your view and hands you yourselves over to the forces which confuse your thinking. Therefore examine yourselves before you judge and condemn, examine with the heart but not with the intellect alone, and do not be unbelieving but believing. Amen.